Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Tuesday to you. Hope you're having a great day today. Hope your Memorial Day went well and that you got to spend some time, extra time maybe, with family and friends that you ordinarily wouldn't have on a work day. But I hope it went well for you, and you also took time to remember those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms here in America. And we're looking forward to a wonderful day today on this Tuesday and get back to work day and continue on here into the summertime. Now, if your Bible's close by, I want you to get Acts chapter 27. Acts and chapter 27. Beginning in verse number 14, the Bible says, "Not long after there arose a tempestuous wind called Euroclydon. When the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. Running under a certain island, which is called Clauda, we made much work to come by the boat, which when they had taken up, they used helps, undergirding the ship. In fearing lest they should fall into the quicksands, strake sail and were so driven. And we, being exceeding tossed with a tempest, the next day they lightened the ship. And the third day we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. And after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me, and not have loosed from Crete, and have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God, that it shall be even as it was told me." So Paul here is in the worst storm that he's ever been in, and really it's the worst storm that many of these men in the ship have ever been in, even though they were experienced sailors. Finally, they draw near to some land, and the Bible says they cast four anchors out of the ship. And sadly, these anchors didn't help, and the ship ends up being lost, battered and beaten and broken up into pieces. There's something special about this ship, because there's a passenger on this ship named Paul, and he's special. Why is he special? Number one, he's saved. Number two, he's on a mission. Number three, he's a man of faith. And number four, he was in fellowship with God. Now, just so that ship had four anchors, Paul had four anchors that were steadying him in the storm as well. Though the ship was battered and the ship was shaken, Paul was not. And you find out that they all escaped, some on boards of the ship and some swam, but they escaped all of them to land just as Paul said they would. I want to talk to you a little bit today about four anchors that'll keep you steady in the storm. Four anchors that'll keep you steady in the storm. The first anchor is the presence of God. Paul said, "Thou stood by me this night, the angel of the Lord, whose I am and whom I serve." Not an angel, the angel. He's talking about Jesus Christ. And he said, he talked to me tonight. You know, Jesus said, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." When you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, you invite him by faith into your heart. The Bible says, Jesus says, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." The psalmist said, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." You're never going to face adversity or a problem or sickness or tragedy, a storm of life, if you will. You'll never face it alone. Even when you cannot see him, Jesus is there. Was he not in the fiery furnace with the three Hebrew children? Was he not in the lion's den with Daniel? And he certainly was with Paul here in the ship in the storm. Because as a believer, you always have the presence of God. The secret is to be aware of his presence. The secret is to be conscious of his presence. No matter where you are, he's with you. The presence of God. What a gift. What a honor. What a joy. What an absolute thrill to be able to always have the presence of God. And He's always with us. That's the first anchor that you have. The second anchor in the time of storm that'll keep you steady are the promises of God. He said, "Thou must be brought before Caesar, and God hath given thee all them that sail with thee." Made him a promise. He says, "You're going to be brought before Caesar. You're going to get to Rome." And my friend, God is always as good as His word. It was said of Abraham in Romans 4 that he was fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able also to perform. And that's the promises of God. God always keeps His promises. All the promises of God are yea and yes. And the promises of God are found in the Word of God. And you can take those promises to the bank, my friend. This was a terrible storm, an unbelievable storm, but somebody was holding on to the promises of the Bible. And when you go through your storm, I don't know what it may be, but hold to the promises of the Word of God. Someone said there's 8,810 promises in the Bible. I don't know that for sure. I'm just going off what somebody told me. And they classified those 8,810 promises. They said 7,487 are promises from God to man. That's 85%. 991 promises are man to man, 290 promises are man to God, and 29 promises were promises made by angels. You know, one of the great outstanding chapter for promises in the Bible is in the book of Psalms, and it's Psalm 37. Psalm 37, verse 1, it says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers." So we have "fret not." Don't be envious, it says, against the workers of iniquity. Verse 2 is another promise. "They'll soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb." Verse 3, "Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily shalt thou be fed." Verse 4, another promise. "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of your heart." Another promise, verse 5, "Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass." Verse 7 and 8, another promise. "Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath, and fret not thyself in any wise to do evil." Verse 17, "For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous." What a great promise. The Lord upholds the righteous. Verse 24, "Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his right hand." I may fall. A just man falleth 7 times, but what? Rise up again. Why? His hands are under me. What promises we have all through the Scripture. 7,487 promises, if that's accurate, from God to man. Let's stand on the promises of God, my friend. Standing on the promises, we sing it sometimes, of Christ my Savior. I'm standing on the promises of God. That's the place to stand. The anchor in the time of storm is the presence of God. It's the promises of God. It's the providence of God. God is speaking to Paul, and Paul knew he was in God's will. He knew that God was in control of what's happening in his life. Romans 8:28. That is the promise of the believer, that all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Emperor Charles was trying to kill John Brenz. He was a friend and fond of Martin Luther. Hearing of the plot, Brenz had time to grab a loaf of bread and duck into a neighbor's hayloft. He hid there for 14 days. The bread was quickly gone, and the Lord brought a hen to him to lay an egg every day. It barely kept him alive. The 15th day, the chicken did not come, and he didn't know what he would do. And from the street below, he heard, "The cavalrymen are gone at last," and he was able to escape. Another reformer, John Craig, arrested during the Inquisition, on the eve of his execution, he escaped, fleeing through Italy, over the countryside. Soon he was out of food and money, and suddenly a dog approached him with a purse in its mouth. He tried to shoo him away, but the dog persisted. So he took the purse and opened it up, and sure enough, in it was enough money to take him to freedom. Robert Bruce was fleeing for his life when he decided to duck into a cave. When he got into the cave, he noticed that a spider began spinning a web over the opening. It wasn't long that the soldiers came, and they came looking, and one was going to go into the cave, and the fellow said, "No, you don't have to go in there. If he'd have went in there, he'd have broke the spider's web." And so they passed on, and Robert Bruce escaped those who would take his life. It doesn't matter the storm. It doesn't matter the trial. It doesn't matter the difficulty. It is always in God's appointment. It's in His keeping. I'm under His training, and my times are in His hand. Yet the promise that was made to Paul was all the men in the ship will be safe if they stay in the ship. And I'm reminded that the safest place to be in the storm is to stay in the ship. That's one of the anchors here in the storm, is the providence of God. My times are in His hands. Nothing's coming to me but doesn't come through God first. And so we trust Him. What are the four anchors? The presence of God, the promises of God, the providence of God, and then lastly, the performance of God. Back to Acts chapter 27, the Bible says, "But the centurion," verse 43, "the centurion willing to save Paul kept them from their purpose and commanded they which could swim should cast themselves first into the sea and get the land, and the rest, some on boards, some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they escaped all safe to land." All safe, just like God said would happen. What the Lord told Paul and what Paul believed happened. God kept His word. God will get you safely through the storm and beyond. Don't let the storm blow you off course, my friend. Don't let the storm take you away from God's course for your life. Job was righteous. Job was godly. Job lost his wealth and lost his business and lost his family all in one day, but it never blew him off course. He said, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." Job said in Job 42, verse 2, "I know that thou canst do anything." You see, God didn't save you to lose you in a storm. God didn't save you to take, He did save you to take you home safe to glory. And He will. In fact, if He doesn't get you safe to the shores of glory, He's really not a Savior. The Savior gets you safe to the other shore. And that's what our Savior does. Now, if you're not in a storm, I'll guarantee you this, one's brewing. And you're going to need those four anchors. The anchor of God's presence, the anchor of God's promises, the anchor of God's providence, and the anchor of God's performance. Remember, I will not fear, I will not fret, I will not fight. I will trust God to do what is best for me. And I'll trust Him for that. And I hope you will too. Let's keep our four anchors as we go through the storms of life. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. I appreciate you listening to Words to Encourage Radio. I hope that's been encouragement to you today. I'll look forward to being with you back again on our broadcast tomorrow, and that'll be Wednesday, and that'll be church night, and we'll say more about that tomorrow. And until then, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.